Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One of the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Hey. Yeah, I'm torn on this one because it should have a scientific hunt, but it needs to be a scientific hunt because I grew up up north and, you know a number of people up there, and there's, because the wolves do create some issues. I mean, they're taking, you know, people's dogs and they take them out for walks. It's simply people's dogs and they take them out for walks out in the woods, not just, you know, people bear hunting and that kind of thing, and that, you know, wolves taking people's livestock, and, you know, up until they're delisted, people couldn't use, unless they employed the state in doing it, you know, to trap them, they couldn't employ, you know, fatal remedies for that for the wolves. I mean, if a wolf is, you know, tearing up your sheep herd or your cow herd up there, that it's, you know, what do you do? I mean, people have gotten burrows, which supposedly keep the wolves away, and the wolves, you know, kill the burrows. I mean, and that, you know, that, does everybody need to have a wolfhound out there guarding their stock? Is that the solution? I don't quite know what the solution is, but you want wolves, when they smell, you know, get a whiff of human beings, that they head the other way rather than just kind of taking a wink and then, you know, taking out, you know, their people's animals. I do not know what the actual, what the number should be for, set for a quota for hunting, that if it should be, you know, strictly based on, you know, permits that people apply for, and that, but I mean, I think it's the no-kill situation that led to, you know, the overkill that we had in the latest hunt,
That's interesting. You know, you're raising a good issue, Mark, and that is, there's another point of view on this thing. I mean, wolves, when they get too plentiful, are going to get pets, and they are going to get livestock. And there are people who have that at stake, and they deserve to be heard. One possibility, though, is to say the DNR should set the seasons. I mean, in other words, you don't have a judge somewhere for political reasons setting the season. You let scientists set it. So if the DNR says, well, we don't want a wolf hunt in February because that's breeding season. And then, Luke, you're at the microphone. You have some ideas on this.
Yeah, Mark brought up an excellent point, and that was one of the things that I thought was pretty wild about the rushed hunting season that we had earlier this year, back in February. Was the quota was set at 119 of wolves, but the state issued more than 2,000 hunting permits, I believe. Like, there was a crazy amount of permits issued compared to what the quota was. And so if we're talking about a scientific hunt, I think that the policies set by the DNR really need to take into account that science. And I think we blew right past that this past year. So I know right now the DNR, or the state's Natural Resources Board, is being politicized. One of Walker's appointees right now is not stepping down, and refusing to end his term, which actually ended more than 2 months ago. And so there's some pretty important things that get set by the Resources Board, Natural Resources Board. And I think this is going to be one of them that comes up. And I think it should be really calculated on how many permits we are issuing, because it's not just in-state hunters that are doing this as well. We had people come from all over the country buying these permits and coming to Wisconsin, and that is a big part of what led to the overkill of nearly double the quota that the DNR had set for this rush season as well.
Yeah, that, you know, those are excellent points, and I do want to emphasize that again. The impetus here originally were out-of-state hunters, and that's fine. I mean, we like tourism and we like hunting tourism. But the DNR has to be somewhat realistic in the proportion to their goal and how many permits they issue. The other thing is the DNR itself, which is a separate but related issue. The Republican Party is doing its best to subvert it. One of the DNR members whose term actually expired in May won't step down because there was a custom and a procedure where, until his successor is confirmed by the legislature, he'll stay on. Well, all that Voss and LeMahieu have to do is not confirm the guy. LeMahieu just, you know, they don't confirm him, the new one. And that way they get a Republican appointee to stay on as long as they gerrymander the legislature. you want to change that, but the legislature has to change it and it won't. This is another example of the skeleton hand of the Republican Party reaching past an election they lost and retaining power. And in this case, to Mark of the Sacks' point, there are people losing livestock and dogs. Great. No, you don't want that. But let the DNR set it. So you don't do it during breeding season and kill pregnant wolves. And you have a lot fewer permits issued and you try to stay with their quota, which is 119, instead of blowing by it in the first day and having to shut it down. But thanks, Mark. Good points. And Luke, going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I can see an issue coming up for 2022 in watching the news. The Republicans are going to exploit this situation about defunding police departments, and they're already pointing to all the gun violence that happened over the weekend in Chicago, Oakland, around the country. But how much more hypocritical can you get, Matt, to want to go that route, and yet you've proposed nothing in gun control legislation whatsoever? You run from the topic. You know, it's somewhat a numbers thing, too, when you've got people able to get guns of any kind. And don't get me wrong. I mean, sportsmen, hunters, that's fine. But they don't want to address this issue at all and then stand back and scratch their head and, well, how did this many shootings happen? There's a lot of things involved with it, but one of them would be some type of gun legislation.
Yeah, those are the great points. And let's clarify this right away for everybody is whoever came up with the phraseology of defund the police, and I don't know if it was somebody in the far left or is somebody who is a false flagger and really in the right that did it. The truth of the matter is the party defunding the police is the Republican Party. Biden has proposed substantial, at least $500 million in initial increased funding to police forces around the country. You want more money to go to police, quite frankly, to train them, to change the culture in some cases, and to give them the kind of equipment. There are things you can do. For instance, there's no reason police have to respond to mental illness alerts. I mean, send somebody out there with a straitjacket and bring the guy in and treat him, you know? But the Republicans want to cut money to the police. So whoever says defund the police, you're talking about the Republican Party, not the Democratic Party. Secondly, when it comes to gun violence, you're absolutely right. And I'll go one step further. Lately, it's become sort of normal. You turn on the evening news and there's several people killed in a gun incident somewhere. It's one of these multiple killings. It used to be they were rare. Sometimes you have two in one day. Part of that is that people have access now to what are in effect submachine guns. They're assault weapons. They were outlawed like submachine guns back in the early 90s. And then the NRA lobbied to take that off the list. Submachine guns have been outlawed since the 1930s. You can't own a submachine gun, but technology changes. And right now, assault rifle is like a submachine gun. And if you want to fire it, go to the firing range, but they are in general circulation. And that is a principal problem. Background checks, lack of them, and gun shows and in the mail, big problem. These are very, very small legislative adjustments that can be made and don't impact anybody's right to bear arms. People aren't allowed to have nuclear weapons or biological weapons or submachine guns. They shouldn't be allowed to have assault rifles. Period, end of story. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.